match. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Sportsman. We've got Joey D, we've got Jet filling in, we've got Bobby Berger. That's a surprise.
Whoa, is this going on now?
We're live.
We're just doing
We're live from the
Sportsman.
Look at this.
Host your own show.
Wow. This is
we're trying to bail out of
that the show that You're Ticket's bail? Been trying to get Bob on for a long time.
What's going on here with the golf?
There's talks of not golfing today. There's talks.
Jet, how do you feel about that?
And I'm all about it.
I thought we already
no failed. Night golf. No night golf.
I say no.
You're such an asshole.
Just because you know why he wants to do a dinner. That's why.
Yes, I do, Joe. Red
Lobster. Initiate. Oh, the initiation dinner.
We have it.
Oh, that's for Ticket and for Perez.
Oh, I'm out.
That
on
would
the night
be
golf,
special.
Dude. I'm out on the night golf. I'm all in on Red Lobster.
You're yeah, Red Lobster is a special. It's an initiation. It's a brotherhood thing.
Out?
It's a brotherhood
are you
thing.
Out, Joe?
I'm gonna roll with the punches, whatever everybody
He's
wants.
Rider. He's a rider. You know who's not a rider? The guy that faded your Nevada second half bet the other night or whatever team it was and put up a fucking three ball sign going against you.
Oh, that was Utah State.
Dude. Dude,
that's disgusting, and that hasn't been talked about enough.
I don't think he was actually on Utah State.
I wasn't even against him.
Yo, yes, it was.
I'm saying not that I was against him.
It was against New Mexico Lobos.
There was. First of all, I will always stand on business, and second of all, there was a difference in line of like 14 points. Even if I did take the second half, which I didn't, they would have still been room.
Yo, he has 38 tabs open right now on Safari.
Yeah, I do.
Are they all
this
golf?
Hold up. This is called work. So here, lean back in. So this is back. This is Monday. This is a calendar of episodes for your show. This is up there for Breezy. This one's gambling. This is gambling. This is weed transfers where you send. This is Zoom. This is weed transfer. This
Look
is making
this.
Designs.
This Bus- is- Busty Babe takes on two cocks.
Oh no!
I'm doing Costanza on you, bitch ass.
You got him.
I'm out. Fuck out of here.
What a sideshow!
All right, make sure you like, comment, subscribe to the show, The Sportsman.
Well, a little cameo appearance for the kids.
Jesus Christ, man! Let's try to dive back in after that. Are we out on golf?
We'll figure it out after the show.
I mean, it's clownery, but we're not gonna play.
Oh God!
A lot of chicanery.
Go, guys. We could have left to go home last night.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh no, there's lots of stuff. Yeah. All right, let's keep it moving.
All right. Episode two. Well, let's get into these games.
We can stay in and gamble.
Oh.
The tick.
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Oz.
Yeah. Special. I'd really like one of you guys to hit the hot tub before we finish. It's been sensational.
We don't golf, dude. I'll hit the hot tub. I'll hit
All right,
tub.
There you go. It's going to be good for your back, too.
Okay, great. Perez told me that I need a little kid to stand on my back and walk on it.
A little kid?
That's what he said.
I think he meant like a small Asian woman who is like an expertise in that field. Like
okay.
Have you never done that?
No, I used to have my nephews like walk on my back. It makes your back feel good.
See, there you go. He said little kids.
I would trust a kid to start walking on my back. You got to do like an orthopedic like specialist to like walk on your back.
I'll walk on your back, Joe.
My back would be broken.
All right, let's get into these games.
All right, let's go. Come on, Tick. Lead us off here now, Tim.
Divisional playoffs. They're upon us, okay?
Yes.
Saturday, 2:30. Be there. Yeah. 2:30 Mountain Time. Texans taking on the Ravens. The Ravens are favored by 9 points, over under 43.5. Jet, talk us through that game. Who do you like there?
I'm a big believer in teams coming off of byes, playing against teams not coming off of byes, starting slow, who won. So give me the whatever the first half is. I think I think the Ravens will start slow. Lamar Jackson hasn't played in 3 weeks now, or 2 weeks. Give me the Texans to start fast. So maybe like a little first half Texans Ravens game, one of those things. So I think it'll be interesting in the first quarter, first half, and then the Ravens will figure it out. CJ Stroud, as we said, he's the real deal. Listen, Lamar's good, but there was something about that Flacco guy that I miss. Yeah, I mean, the Ravens will win the game, you'd think. D'Amico Ryan, the Ravens will win, but I think it'll be closer than people think.
Can I offer you 4.5 first half?
For the Texans?
Correct.
Is that the line?
Should be. Mm-hmm. The game's 9. It's going to be 4.5, 5.
Yeah, probably 5. I would take it, and I would also take the first quarter, and I take the first minute, and I take the first 10 minutes.
All right.
Degeneracy from the gym.
No, I'm obviously joking. It's the first 8 minutes, but yeah.
I would second that. I would go with the Texans to cover. I think 9 points in a playoff game is a lot, especially against a quarterback who's playing out of his mind right now. I do think the Ravens could win by a touchdown, but 9 points is a lot. It's going to be a good game, I think. And I think the Texans have nothing to lose, so I think they'll play tough. I'll go ahead and take the Texans +9, but I do believe the Ravens win this game, as Jet said.
Yeah, Ravens been blowing cats out, dude. They've been stomping on people. But I think the Texans are a good enough team. I think they're going to win. I think they'll lose, but I think they'll lose by like 6, maybe 7 points.
It's a hurricane.
It's a hurricane. It's a sportsman hurricane. It's a jet hurricane. Texans. I'll take them +9. And I also like the under 43.5. I like the under. Throw it on my card. Packers are the night game playing the 49ers. 49ers are favored by 9.5 points, over under 50.5. Joe, who do you like there?
I like the Green Bay Packers. Wow. And I think it's going to be a good game. Again, I think the Packers are going to play very tough football. I think they're going to play like they've got nothing to lose, kind of how they came out against the Cowboys. Now, let's get something straight. The Niners are not the Cowboys. The Niners are a team that can put up points in a hurry. Here's the key to this game. Christian McCaffrey versus the Green Bay Packers defense. The defense has not been good against the run all year long. And now they face the premier back, one of the best running backs in the entire league. If they cannot stop him early, it's going to be a significant problem for Green Bay and for the defense and everyone. And I don't think the Packers are going to score nearly as many points as they did last week. This Niners defense is very good. But that being said, I would take the Packers. What's the spread, 7 or 8?
9.5.
9.5?
9.5.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would take the Packers. I would hammer it. I want to say Packers money line, but I don't – I can't say that. I mean, I think maybe you put a little bit on it, but – I can't see them. This Niners team has had our number all year long. I'll take the Packers to cover.
Jet?
Give me I think that the – same thing. I think the Packers will come in for the first half and be in it, and then the Niners will pull away. I do not fully believe in the Niners as in their offense. That game they played against the Ravens a few weeks ago – was a little suspect. It does. They lost to the Vikings earlier this year in a big game. I'm not convinced of the I like Brock Purdy, but I'm not convinced that their offense, like if they were playing in the Super Bowl today or even in the conference championship, I don't know if I would take them. I do think they're going to get there, so I will take them to win the game. I wouldn't mess with the full game, but again, same thing. First half, Green Bay.
You're a first half guy.
Only on specific occasions, like a team coming off a bye in the playoffs.
Okay, I like that. I like the Packers a lot here, Joe. I like the Packers big time. I think the Packers are going to win this game.
Whoa, sick. Is this your game of the week? Oh, it's not his game of the week. Please, God, no.
It's not my game of the week.
All right. Thank you,
I like the Packers. I like the it's not my game of the week. I like the Packers +9.5. I like the Packers money line.
A little sprinkle?
I think you teased it a little bit.
It's a classic stack.
I think
the 49ers are going to come out and lay a dud. And you're
I pray to God. I tell you this right now, Tick. If there is a way in hell that this Green Bay Packers team comes out with a victory this week, I mark my words, they are going to the Super Bowl. They will beat the Lions or they will beat the Bucks. If they beat the Niners, this I'm going to have to start looking for tickets for the Super Bowl.
There are always like wild card teams that get hot and just
look at the Giants. Look at the Packers when they won. The Packers did it in 2010. The Giants did it twice.
It's the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody. And it can happen. I can see it happen. Teams get comfortable. It can happen for sure.
Packers. And you know what? The Niners have always had the Packers number.
They always have.
Not this year.
I tell you what, man. This is not Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's a new sheriff in town. Mm-hmm.
No
a demon. Sheriff that goes by the name of Love.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
He could not beat him.
Not only could he not beat him, he couldn't. He would lose by 40 every year to them in the playoffs.
Well, the last one in Green Bay was the worst, and that was the one.
I'm thinking of the one in San Francisco that they got smoked.
Kaepernick beat us for like years.
No, after Kaepernick, there was one where they got fucking. Maybe it was Kaepernick.
It was Kaepernick a couple times, and then the last one, the last one that they suffered was the worst one when they lost at home. And literally Garoppolo couldn't score a touchdown. They had a blocked punt for a touchdown. No, the Packers went down on the first drive of the game and scored a touchdown. I said, we're going to win this game. There's no question about it. Could not score. And the defense held them to like no points the entire fucking game. So, yeah.
You had COVID, didn't you?
I did. And then I had to have Big Cat and all these guys laugh at me on my Instagram Live when I went on a tirade.
I remember. Cutlets.
Give me the Packers to win the game. You know what? It is my game of the week. Packers plus
nine.
Going the spread, Joe. I'm going the spread. Plus 9.5 is my game of the week. Not money line. Plus 9.5.
All right.
Moving on, though. Let's go to Sunday. We got two games on Sunday. The early game is the Bucks in Detroit. The Lions are a 6.5-point favorite. Over under 48.5. Jet, who do you like in that game?
The Lions. Give me the Lions. I don't really have any. I think it's a pretty clear Lions favorite, Lions cover. Dan Campbell does one stupid play call at his own 37-yard line, but they get past it. I don't think the Eagles were a real fight for the Bucks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that really showed too much. Will they be exposed? Who knows? But we'll see. Give me the Lions.
Jody?
Everything about this game says that you should take the Lions. That it should be a blowout, that it's not going to be close, that this game is a write-off. And for that reason, I think all the money is going to be on the Lions. And for that reason, much against my intellect and my reasoning, I'm going to take the Buccaneers here at plus 6.5. I think that all the money is going to be on the Lions. I think that everybody expects the Lions to do this. No one expects Tampa Bay to do anything. And I will say that Baker Mayfield looked pretty fucking good. Now, albeit against an Eagles defense that couldn't stop a nosebleed. But I think that they might come out here and shock some people and keep it close. I do think the Lions win this game, but give me the Bucks with the points.
I agree with Joe. Give me the Bucks plus 6.5. I think the Lions really struggle. I think they really come out. I think they blew their load last week. I think they might still win this game. But I think it's going to be a dogfight, and it's going to go down to the wire, and I think they win by less than 6.5 points. So give me the Bucks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then moving on to the night game, probably the game of the week, game of the year, Chiefs in Buffalo. The Bills are favored by 3 points, over under 45.5. Going to be a cold game in Orchard Park. Joe, who do you like there?
Game of the week, game of the year, as you said, Tick, but this is my game of the week. And I'm going to take the Bills. I am going to take the Bills. -3. I saw it at -2.5. It must have gone up. I think this is finally the time where Josh Allen gets the monkey off his back and beats Mahomes and finally wins a big time divisional round game to get this team into the AFC championship. I think there's a lot of factors that play into their hand. I think they're playing in Buffalo in front of the home fans. It's going to be a huge advantage. I think the Chiefs, although they come up big in the playoffs and the defense played very well, they've been very mediocre for much of the season. And I think that, you know, their offensive team, the offensive side of the ball, they've struggled quite a bit. They haven't shown that they can drive down and easily score. Even last week, how many times did they drive down the field? They couldn't convert touchdowns. They had to settle for field goals. I think the Chiefs are good, but I do think that the Bills right now are one of the best teams in the league. They're playing hot. I think Josh has a ton of confidence. And I think this is going to be the time where they come out right. So give me the Bills -3, and that is my game of the week.
All right. Wow, I like that a lot. Jet, who do you got there?
This is, like you said, game. This is why you do it. Bills, Chiefs, probably cold outside, like everywhere in the country besides freaking LA. You're sitting back on the couch, 6:30 p.m. It's just one of the best football experiences you could have. I don't even want to make a pick. I like the Bills. I don't know if they'll cover. It seems like a game-winning field goal type game where either they're down one or two at the end and they kick it, or they're tied. So I would lean toward the Chiefs, but I think the Bills. I think the bet I would do is the Bills money line.
Okay,
I agree with the Jet. I think it's going to be a field goal game, and I believe the Bills are going to win this game. But I think it could be the Chiefs +3. I'm going to go with Chiefs +3. I think the Bills kick a late field goal and they win by one or two. But the Bills, man, I think, yeah, they're finally going to get off the schneid here. They're going to win this game. They're going to go
game for Josh, man.
Yeah. And they've got a lot more going for them than the Chiefs do right now. The Chiefs don't look very good. They look very gettable. And the Bills have a nice new weapon in James Cook that they didn't have the last few years when they played the Chiefs. I think they get it done. All right. Those are all our games. Those are all our games for this week. Sorry,
Chad, do you want to take a game of the week?
Yeah, give us a game of the
week. If I had to, I would take the Lions 6.5. That would be my game of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. Lions -6.5. The Jets game of the week. Yeah. Shorter episode this week. We'll get them longer when we have Mikey back, but we're just going to rip through this. We're going to do a few viewer questions and then get the hell out of here. First question comes from Tim Moore. Who ultimately gets the number one pick and who do they take? Jet, we'll start with you since it looks like the Bears have it right now.
I think the Bears are going to trade it. I think they're going to do this thing where they just trade it every year and then get the number one pick every year and then never do anything with it. I think they're going to keep Justin Fields and build around him. And they have two picks. So I don't know who they're going to trade it to. There's talk of, I think there's talk of like New England maybe, or some other shitty teams, but I don't really see anybody these teams have to offer the Bears. Like, who are the Bears going to get from New England that can help them now? Like, it needs to be a team that has somewhat of a high draft pick for next year. And like one, multiple draft picks in later rounds as well, on top of one good player now, like they got with DJ Moore. So I really don't know. I'm interested to see how it pans out. And hopefully we start building around Justin Fields so we can be a legitimate contender.
Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Jet. I think they're going to trade it. I don't think they need to get Caleb Williams. I think if the Bears are smart, they would trade it down, try to get like a Marvin Harrison Jr., to add an explosive piece on their offense. I think Justin Fields showed his capability towards the end of the season, albeit he came up short against the Packers. What else is new? But I do think that one of these teams, you know, I don't know who it's going to be. A team that needs a quarterback. You know, I could even see a team like the Atlanta Falcons trading up. You know, if they get a good quarterback like Caleb Williams, and then maybe Belichick goes there, it could be interesting to see what happens, but I don't know. I definitely don't think the Bears will keep it. I think they'll trade it. Seems like the smartest thing that they can do. But that's why the draft's so interesting and fun, like leading up to it, because there's so many like last minute swaps and picks and trades. It's really a fun time of the year, especially when you have nothing to cheer about when football's done. So I guess we'll wait and see, but I wouldn't say the Bears.
The Bears need to shore up that O-line. So I would trade, either draft O-linemen or trade for some quality ones. But, yeah, it's O-linemen tend not to be traded for. I can't tell you the last time an offensive lineman was traded.
Laremy Tunsil.
Was he traded?
Wasn't he traded? Wasn't his contract traded?
I don't know. I know he signed that big deal with Houston. Good guy.
Is Marvin Harrison Jr. expected? Is he supposed to be the number two guy off the board?
No.
I don't know. I think it depends who's got the pick.
Yeah. I mean, because that could be a guy that could really help you out. I know Mikey really wants him, but it seems like you guys got it. Like you just mentioned, the offensive line has got to get fixed. You can go get a great piece like Marvin Harrison Jr. or another. You've already got a couple good pieces. DJ Moore is a top five. He's unbelievable. Get an offensive line first. And then maybe at the deadline, trade for a guy or something. I mean, but you're right, though. They don't make a lot of trades for offensive linemen. I don't know what free agency looks like either. Maybe they'll lean into that, spend some money. I know they don't like to, but maybe they'll do it that way. Yeah, you got to trade that pick. I think absolutely. Next question comes from the Peach State Geckos. It's a two-part question. I'll hit you with the first one first. What's your favorite vacation spot? Jet, where do you like to go to unwind? Where do you want to go? Or where would you like to go? You haven't been there yet, but where would you like to go? Either or.
I'm going to take cutsies because we were actually just talking about this last night. But the Dominican Republic. Punta Cana is where I want to go.
The teeth of the dog.
Yeah. Where the water is just blue as hell out there.
Where the water sparkles like a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I would just like do nothing. I would just sit at the place, play some golf, sleep, do nothing. It'd be fantastic.
Could use the sleep part right now, looks like.
I'm playing hurt.
Yeah, you put a Jordan Flew game, man. I would say for me, Mexico is a place I've had a lot of fun in. I went to Hawaii once. And it was exceptional, to the point where, like, I have to go back again. But, yeah, to Jet's point, I want to go with my friends and do hood rat shit in, like, the Bahamas or, like, the Dominican Republic and play a bunch of golf along the ocean side and drink coconut juice right out of the coconut. Wow. Or coconut milk.
Special.
Just let it drip down my chin. Let the juice drizzle. What about you, Tick?
Somewhere in the mountains, Montana, Idaho, by myself, alone. The cabin's nowhere near anything. I'm living in a cabin. It's got a fireplace. Fire's always burning. There's a lake out there. I go fish for my food.
Would you be self-sufficient?
No. I'd like to think I would be, but no. I mean, look at me. If I don't have Postmates, what am I going to do? I'm going to die out there. But there's a grocery store about a mile away. I go once a week for supplies. I call them supplies now. I don't even call them groceries.
Tick's gonna get a Postmates delivery on a snowmobile.
Yeah, that's right. It's snowing. I've got candles, but somehow I got a TV with Netflix and all that shit. That's where I'd like to be for a week for the rest of my life, to be honest. And then part two of this guy's question was, or what's your go-to band artist to listen to? What's your favorite thing to listen to? Joe, I'll start with you this time. Who do you like there?
It's a mix. I toggle between Drake and Morgan Wallen. Big contrast there. It just depends. I like Drake a lot. His new album's great. And then Morgan Wallen. I got into the country game a lot lately. I like country. It kind of makes me feel, puts me in a good spot, especially when I'm traveling. So I'll throw on Morgan Wallen, just rip that shit.
Jet?
I'm dying. I listened to a lot of Post Malone lately.
Post Malone's great.
And then not every once in a while, I like a good like rap song, just a good like rap banger.
Sure, like 21.
Yes, rap, dude.
You do some for me.
Give me some Lil Baby every once in a while.
Wow.
Yeah. You like the British rappers too.
I like meeting in West Gloucestershire.
I'll bring the I'll go like Zach Brown band, or not Zach Brown band, Zach Bryan,
Oasis,
Kings of Leon, something like that.
Kings of Leon's very good.
I do love J. Cole though.
Yeah,
I love J. Cole. All right, and then we'll do one more quick one, just a quick take. Tom Stevens wants to know, what's everyone's wildest take for next year's NFL season? Jet, you got a wild take for next year? You got a wild take?
No, I don't know. Do I have a wild take?
Will the Bears be a playoff team?
No. Give me a second. A wild take. It's not such a wild take, but how about like Aaron Rodgers like does something special? Like Aaron Rodgers goes MVP? Off. Yeah. MVP wins all the things, loses by 30 in the conference championship.
I like that. Joe, give me a wild take.
Wild take. Bill Belichick will come back and be extremely successful with a new club, leading them deep into the playoffs.
That's a good one. I could see that happening. My wild take is the Bears playing the NFC Championship game.
What are we doing, dude? That is very wild.
Wild take. I think the Bears are a really good team. They're a few pieces away.
That puts a wild in wild take.
Yeah, I think they'll bring back Timberlake for the halftime show.
Tom Landry, Janet Jackson, coach the Eagles. All right, guys. Appreciate the Jet for hopping on. Really do.
Real one, Jet.
Mikey. We wish he was here, Mikey. It's just fucking difficult with these schedules. We'll be traveling a little bit less, hopefully, once we get to Jupiter. But it is what it is, and we really appreciate the Jet. Thanks for coming on, pal. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe to the YouTube, to the Instagram, do all the things. Fire your questions in there. Help us out. Joe, I, and Mikey really appreciate it. Mr. Anderson will kick those questions back to us. Boys, another good one. Appreciate you. That's episode 2 of the week. Catch you guys next week.